Y'all hear that? Whenever y'all hear that, it's go time, man. You know, yeah. y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what hour of the day it is. It's the sour hour.
Light it.
Yeah. Wait, where's the ticker at, man? First things first. You know what the motto is in here. If you got fire, then fire it up. You feel me? With that being said, it's your boy, Salt and Sativa. We got the man over there, the hybrid honcho.
Yes,
double sir. H's in the building.
We got an
episode today, boy. First things first, this episode is sponsored by Kush. Good Kush.
And this, on my behalf.
Yeah, he's still fucking with that Merlot, whatever he was drinking.
Yeah, it is Merlot. That's crazy.
See?
That's crazy.
Wind down with Los every Thursday. Holla at your boy.
We got to bring that back. That got to make a return.
I do. I be low-key like, kind of like fucking with it because sometimes like niggas fuck with me with the live and then sometimes it's like,
Yeah. And you know, the crowd like fluctuates though. Like, it's like when you first come on, it'd be like crazy and then like it goes, then it come back up. Like,
yeah. Also got to keep it to like, because this is what happens. Like niggas be like, oh, do an hour. I do an hour and like 50 minutes. Niggas is tired. Nigga, ain't nobody in there. But when I do, when I do 15 minutes to a half an hour, niggas like, oh, you didn't go long enough. You got to go longer. I'm like,
bro, you know how people are. You know how people are.
Yeah. That would make niggas happy.
Never. Man, so let us know what y'all smoking on in the comments, man.
Facts.
Yeah.
First things first. We got some videos on some animales, right? Because, shit. She got me a little wrestled already. You know what I'm saying? You ever took that hill? Like, nigga.
Yeah. A little kick sure that, real fast. Yeah.
Making sure the shit don't got no wet in it. You know what I mean? You know, end up like my nigga Chris Tucker from Friday and shit. Fucking with the pigeon coops and shit.
Yeah.
Ain't fucking with that. With that smoky. All right, so boom. One of my favorite pastimes, and I think I'm low key rubbing off on you, is I like to get super high and watch animal shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. I never knew that part of me existed until you. Until you, man.
Listen, I'm getting a lot of Scooby snacks. Roll this a little too loose there. But anywho, I get super high and I watch animal shit. So peep the aesthetic. Is this an octopus with ears? What in the Ross is this?
What is that?
Do you hear this shit?
What the?
Look at that shit. I fucking love marine animals, nigga. Niggas is loud as shit though in my head.
Yeah.
But they had some these big ass whales in that little shallow water. I mean, it looks shallow to us. That shit could be fucking 30 meters.
Yeah.
But I love whales, man. I love whales because that shit, they're so adorable. And they're like, you know, just fucking cute. But
I feel like they just be chilling. Like they lay back.
They do.
Yeah.
Except for orcas. We're going to get to those later.
Okay.
Orcas are my favorite like marine animal. Like these niggas don't play no games. Like any like my favorite animals are all animals that play zero games.
Like, Me too.
I like lions, I like wolves, and I like motherfucking orcas. And like all of them are low key like social group animals. I didn't even thought about that till just now. All of them are like social animals.
Yeah, right.
Crocodiles like, or alligators? You like alligators, you say?
I'm an alligator man. Yeah, I like the alligators.
Nigga. The death roll. That death roll was something else. That shit is the most excruciating shit I could probably imagine.
Bro.
You fucking bit the fuck out of the victim, and then they're drowning on top of that. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
They vicious, bro. They vicious.
It's fun. They not no as remorse. Fat. They faster than what people think, too.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I gotta see this guy.
I feel like I feel like they could be nullified like kind of easy though. Like, you know what I mean? True. Like, you see niggas get the sticks and they keep them at bay. What the fuck are you going to do with a lion? Besides shooting that nigga, there's nothing you can do. There's no stick or nothing. You got to throw a piece of meat at that nigga or shoot him. That's the only thing.
Once that nigga coming at you full force, you might as well it's over.
You know what I mean? I could keep a little alligator at bay with that stick, though. Shove that stick straight in his mouth. Bang.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, quiet. Shut up. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Put the little shit around his mouth. It's over for you.
Yeah, but a lion?
What the fuck am I going to do with the actual king of the jungle? That nigga, you know what's crazy? They call a nigga king of the jungle. He's nowhere around the jungle. That's how powerful the animal. Yeah, niggas in the desert.
I never thought about that. That's crazy.
King of the jungle. He's nowhere near the jungle.
Bro, them niggas is terrifying, bro. Like, you ever seen a lion just climb a tree? Like,
it's rare that they do that. But when I have seen that, and there's really nothing you could do with those types. Like the ones that are not scared to go in the water, or the ones that could learn to climb.
Oh my God, it's over. It's over.
Yes, your help, your Hail Marys and all that. But look at dude though. Look at dude though. I really want to rewatch it because I think he really was kept up. Look at this nigga.
What's happening up here?
Look at this nigga. They think it's fun. They playing with that shit.
Yeah.
Bro, my thing is, how did he catch up?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because they're like, they're moving fast.
Is you think it's one of those boats that, like, you know how boats have like this and they have like another deck, but it's probably under the water so we can't see it? Nah. Oh. Because how did he just jump? He's swimming dumb. I don't know how fast they're going. They look like they're going fast.
Look at the water, how fast.
Yeah, so he really was out. Look at this nigga. Oh, yeah.
Boom.
He looked like he had one of them little, like, you know, when they do the water skiing shit? Like when they hold on to the boat? It looked like he was doing that shit. Bro, how you catch up to the boat that quick?
Nah, he's different.
That's a Pokemon. That's a Pokemon. Yeah. That's the only explanation. That's the only explanation. That's a fucking Pokemon.
No way. There's no way.
That bitch caught up to the boat. That shit had to be going like 15 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour. Whoa. Look at that bitch. And it had the enough to swim and leap up. Come on, bro.
And what is he holding on to? Like, I guess his body's on the boat. Like, he's like,
yeah, he must be on something. His flippers are on something.
Yeah.
Fuck hold on to the boat. My man kept catched up to the boat. That enough.
That's insane.
It's like, insane. Come on, dog.
Nah, he's different. He's not one of them. He's not one of them.
Come on, dog. You're doing craziness, man.
And they just was happy about it.
Yeah.
Like,
what? Yeah. Like, low-key, I'd kind of be like skeeved out, but then once I see he cool. I'm like, oh, okay. But I definitely wouldn't throw I would throw the fish into the water. I wouldn't throw that shit on the boat.
Hell no. I would have been on guard. Like, my first.
What I mean? I could be number one with nature. I could be in tune as I want to be. But if I'm still on guard, feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to you know? Listen, they said Shamu never hurt nobody until he hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? Look at Siegfried and Roy. Them fucking white tigers and shit. The white lions, whatever them shits was.
Man, right? I know we was young. Too safe.
I know we was young. We don't really remember that. But Siegfried and them lions they had, they hurt Siegfried and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hank ain't hurt nobody yet.
Who?
Hank. What's
Hank
the
Tank?
Hank ain't hurt nobody yet.
He ain't hurt nobody yet. He ain't hurt nobody yet. And for those who don't know, Hank the Tank is the 500-pound black bear that's on the loose in California, breaking into over 38 houses and stealing food and shit.
And do not play with him.
And actually, I got to check if Hank the Tank, if it's still 38 houses, because it was 38 houses a couple houses ago.
That might be about 50. About 50.
Yeah, he's probably still out there.
Bro, take precaution. All my California residents, like, be careful out there, man. Hank is hungry.
let's just see if I just want to know if he's still alive.
Please, man, let Hank be alive, man. Please.
Wait, what?
No, don't tell me that.
Wait, what?
Man, long live Hank forever.
Okay.
Oh, man. Tell me something.
So many headlines. Okay. So, current update. How are the UK talking about this? This shit, what the fuck? All right, He's still on the loose as of February 28th. He's still on the loose. Damn, and he's still out there breaking into cribs. We don't know. The exact number hasn't. We don't know how much it's escalated since the 38, which was report. Wait, up, up. We got it.
Come on.
We got the numbers. We got the numbers. 28 homes and 33 properties damaged as of March 2nd.
Let's go, Hank.
That bitch is still catching. He's still catching bodies. Still at large. Yep. Frank the Tank is still at large, everyone. It's confirmed.
Man.
So if you're in California area,
it might be a chance he might slide through on.
But there's been updates saying that they're not gonna try to capture him dead or alive. They're just gonna capture him alive. So they're not gonna try to kill him anymore.
Oh man, thank God. Okay. Hank is a legend, bro. Legend,
most certainly a legend.
Damn, thanks for that update.
I feel like the audience needed it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we've been talking. Hank is a reoccurring thing. He's like low key. You know what I mean? I might have to.
I think every episode we might got to give an update on Hank.
That's what I feel. I feel like we've low key have been doing that. So I had to. Yeah. I was like, let me just get an official word because. You know what I mean? It just like, you know, I don't know.
Hank the Tank, man. Be safe out there, Hank.
Listen, I want to blame somebody for this shit. I want somebody to be responsible for this shit, but I can't blame nobody. But here's the thing, though. And I don't want to harp on this because I know we talked about this multiple times, but the nigga is 500 pounds.
Boom. Probably I know.
Plus more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you understand? 500 pounds? Do you know that he can generate probably 1,000 pounds of pressure very easily? That's because he's 500 pounds?
When you think of it like that, that's damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That's actually scary.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and we don't even know how to really, I mean, we could probably test it with sports science, but we don't really know how the normal feel have 1,000 pounds of pressure feels.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, we don't even know what that should, that shit probably snaps the door off the hinges.
Yeah.
Door go flying like fucking Bruce Lee kicked the shit.
Oh my God. Bro, just
you're like,
imagine.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, getting waking up out of sleep, like what?
What the fuck is that? Let me tell you something. But you know what I think it is notices? Because I think that Hank's trying to catch on.
Okay.
Right?
Oh.
I think Hank's starting to catch on. There's a little bit of evolution going on with Hank. Because when you break into the crib, and we always, and I'm only thinking that it obviously can't be the front door, but I think he's going into doors. Well, you don't have a door in your bedroom, unless it's the actual bedroom door, but you don't have an outside door in your bedroom. So,
Right.
And I think his big ass can't go through windows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he has to go through doors.
Yeah. Damn,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? Is he breaking a like back sliding door glass? I say maybe yes.
Maybe
I
so.
I don't think he tries to do that. I don't know. I don't know. Is there evidence of this nigga? We gotta find
somebody.
Out.
Somebody gotta have a ring camera footage
of this nigga. I don't think there's anyone actually like. I don't think there's actually any of it. I think they just talk about him and maybe have pictures, but I don't know if anybody caught actual movement of this big man.
Man, if somebody you know got saying? Some ring camera footage or something.
Bro, somebody, you know, damn, you know how much some fucking shows we got where people set up traps and go animal looking and shit? They can't do this shit with this?
Somebody, get on it, man. Get on it. I need to see live footage of him in action.
What? Oh, wait a minute. I've lied. The update has caused hysteria. Hold please, sir. I will rectify this immediately. Please hold.
Okay.
I didn't want to get into Hank the Tank, but the nigga broke into the episode just like he broke into these houses. Hold please. Still at large. Frank the Tank
has been spotted again, and police say the 500-pound bear broke into another home in the Tahoe Keys, this time through a window.
How?
Officers banged on the outside of the house until the bear escaped out the back door. Police and wildlife officials have been dealing with this big bear for a while. In the last 2 months, they've gotten more than 150 calls for break-ins and other problems. Wildlife officials have.
You see this motherfucker's footprint?
That's a bro. What?
That nigga's wearing
police
ACGs.
And wildlife officials have been dealing with this big bear for a while. In the last 2 months, they've gotten more than a.
Nah, that's like a 15 ACG. You're right, size 15 ACG. The size 15 Nike ACG.
I'm confused though because we see the paw print, right? But do we think the whole impression is his foot? Because if this is the paw print, can you see the mouse here? If the paw print is here, right? What the fuck is this? Is this the nails and shit? Because like
no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to really, this whole shit can't be the whole footprint because this looks like the base of his foot, like the heel. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They spread out. They don't make a full print, but you could see bang, 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 bang. They all spread out. Right? Maybe I'm just be thinking about shit. I'll be high taking shit mad deep. Like, I'm fucking CSI or fucking Batman or some shit. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless.
Man, we gotta keep y'all up. We're gonna keep y'all updated, man. Trust me.
Nonetheless, look out for this nigga Frank the Tank. I mean, he's out there. He's out there
Frank
doing
the
wild
skank.
Shit.
Who else was about to be like Frank the Skank?
and there's another update. Up, I can't stop looking at this shit. DNA evidence. Fox News said this. DNA evidence supports that Hank the Tank did not work alone.
No, what? So he has a Cody?
He does. No Cody yet. Nobody's been charged.
That's true. No, he's not a Cody yet.
Not a Cody yet. He does have an assistant though. He does have an assistant. He does have an accomplice, if you will. You know what I mean?
Who was Hank moving around here with? Bro.
Listen. Yogi needed boo boo, right? That's all I'm gonna say. Yogi needed boo boo, right?
That's true.
Hank the Tank needed a little running mate. Feel me? Maybe. Maybe the little nigga breaks in.
I was about to say maybe Hank is the muscle.
Opens the door for Hank. Not open the door. But.
You remember like. When Debo on Friday After Next, or whatever Friday that was, they was trying to escape out the truck, and he used Debo to break open it. Maybe that's what Hank is doing. Hank is the muscle.
Hank could be
man,
the muscle.
Man, the plot, The plot thickens.
The plot definitely thickens. We have to find out what this. We have to find out more because I'm creating my own narratives, and that is dangerous because Hank is going to be an Avenger soon. You know what I'm saying? If he keeps right. this up, they're going to fucking get him. And they're going to train this nigga to be a weapon. They're going to send that nigga in to Russia. Dope him up with fentanyl and let him loose.
Let him just go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Let it loose. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't want to try. Listen, they need to protect Hank the Tank at all costs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, protect Hank, man. Pray for Hank.
Facts. All right, so we was in the midst of something here. And let me just put the viewer advisor up for people. This next thing could be heinous, whatever, if you're pregnant and, you know, squeamish to shit. Don't watch it. All right? Let me just see that. But for real niggas, this is, you know what I mean?
Nothing.
This is Darwinism. Nothing. This is natural.
Mm.
This is the meaning of on site right here. This is the meaning of on site. Caught him lacking in the dark.
Oh.
Lacking.
Body. There.
Look at him. Oh, he's still alive.
Oh. That's giving me chills right now.
That nigga is doing Timon the worst. that's Pumbaa.
Pumbaa, yeah.
He's doing Pumbaa greasy that.
Yo.
So
damn, don't get caught. How do you get caught lacking like that?
Lions can see, man. They knock turtle. All right, boom. I'm going to keep them running because we got to run through these a little bit so we get to the food and shit. Look at this. First of all, are you what's your take on heights? Are you afraid of heights?
Yeah, hell yeah, I hate heights. Yo, I can't do it. No heights, no type of heights.
But you've been on a plane before though.
Yeah. Like I had to my first time was like terrifying, but then a couple of times I kind of like, you know, got a feel for it and knew what to expect. But it's just still the anxiety is still there though, no matter what.
Mm. Okay.
I couldn't even do carnival rides.
Oh yeah, no. Sometimes I went to Six Flags the first time like 2 years ago, three years ago.
Bro, as a grown man, it's still like that's. Bro, that's terrifying.
And the first experience was El Toro. So I get on this fucking wooden, cranky-ass roller coaster. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm about to dizzy. And I seen Final Destination 3.
Yeah, that's what scarred me, I think. I think that's exactly what scarred me.
Facts.
I'm like, bro, this can go left at any... And then you look down at the nigga that's in control of the ride, and he, like, looking at his phone, scrolling through Instagram, like... And it's nothing he can do. Oh man.
Yeah, facts. Anywho, yeah, the transition is peep this.
And you go. No break. Look me.
Oh no, hell no. That's
look,
a brave young man.
Look.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just clocked it straight in the face. Oh. What did I do about the sloth?
Don't worry. Where did she jump?
I don't know.
What?
Uh-oh.
Do you understand how long this shit probably fucked up the ride for?
Yeah.
Look at the comment. She said they're still waiting.
No break.
Facts,
me.
Because this nigga straight clocked the swall in the face. Bang!
Bang!
Don't worry.
Oh.
The kid's lucky.
Straight in the face.
Ooh. You know why the kid's lucky?
Oh, yeah. What did I do about the
You see them fucking claws the that motherfucker got?
Where did she jump?
Yeah.
See them shits?
Oh my god.
You.
How are they? What?
Do we just wait?
We just wait. And you go. No break. Look me.
Nah.
And then not for nothing. They had to wait for the sloth.
Right. Right.
So then you're just standing there. Or sitting or hanging there. Matter of fact.
Bro, life would have been over right there for me. like just hanging right there like that. Oh my god.
But not for nothing. They're over a lot of trees, though. They were over a lot of trees. So it's like, all right. There's some brick fall here. not for nothing. There's some brick fall here. I'm like, I might break something, but I ain't gonna straight die.
Damn. I mean, yeah, you're right. It might it'll be less a little.
It's crazy to think about that. But you know.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's
sometimes,
why.
Sometimes it does like that. It be like that, you know.
I know not to get myself involved.
All right, so we gonna check out one of my favorite animals, like I said before. They're just beautiful fucking creatures. Strong, smart. They travel with the gang. And they do shit like this. Silent. Niggas are all on one accord. Silent, moving militant. Do you see how many orcas there are?
Yeah. Yeah, they on point.
Like a fucking op team. Look at these niggas. That's 3, 4, right? 5, 6. I think it's 7 at the bottom. No. Yeah, 7 at the bottom. Yup.
That's how you gotta move. That's how you move with the game.
From now on,
this is how you move,
right? You know what I mean? You gotta, this is how niggas gotta talk to their team.
Yeah, you gotta show them that, like, yo, this is how we move.
Like, listen, and I gotta say it in my Frank, from Snowfall. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta say it in my DSS voice. You know what I mean? Like, of course, nigga, gotta say that. Idris face, that Idris voice. All right, but yeah, nonetheless, beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Beautiful take. And this is how you gotta move.
As far as the animal videos, that's the video of the night for the animals. Animals,
really?
Yeah, that might be.
Respectable.
I like that. I like how they was moving.
Respectable. Let me see what I was going to show you next. Okay. One of the ops of the orcas. Not really an op. The orca is the op to this animal. This animal is not an op to the orca. It's the other way around. Feel me? Definitely don't want to see an orca. Doesn't want to see. I mean, one of these. Look at this. Let's just look at this shark, man. Just look at this shark.
Oh,
let's just see how he just ate this nigga. One, let me scroll back. You know what I mean? Peep the aesthetic,
bro. He made that nigga like a goldfish.
We don't even know if that's what. Like, first of all, we have to understand what that even is, because it's just laying there. It's just dead carcass. What the fuck?
Whoa.
Is that just like dead?
Yeah, bro. Gotta be.
Look, there's another pile over here. That's crazy. He just took a piece and just dipped off. Wow.
That's wild.
Unless it's a rock. Yo, I think it's a rock, but it's not, because it flails in the wind, in the water. It flails. Yeah. That's fish carcass right there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to say if that's a rock, that's crazy.
Because I'm like, what is that? I'm like, what is it? Because, you know, like, you don't see a head, but I'm like, nah, this shit kind of moves, you know?
Nah, yeah, that might be video tonight. I might have spoke too soon. I like how he just, yeah, he did it calm too. Wait,
I got another one. Check this one out. Oh, look at the little cute kid. Completely different what's happening right here though. Check this shit out.
Oh.
Oh, fuck yeah. Bro,
that's crazy.
I low key would have been shitting myself.
Yo, I'm like, how would you got your phone out recording that right now?
I would have been doing the same thing though, but I would have been like, bro. No set of movements, y'all.
That nigga is chilling.
One more time, man, because I'm in awe. I'm in awe of this nigga just pulling up and just like on the set, like just like, yeah, what's up? What's good with y'all? What y'all doing? Word.
I'm gonna kick your head off.
Yeah. This is my hood now.
Yeah. Nah, that's wild, bro. That's wild, man.
All right, let's see this one. This one is Oh, let's see this. All right, so that was the last animal one, but this is one I wanted to show you. This is pretty crazy. Okay, yeah, I knew he was gonna play music. Stupid ass shit. Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Peep game. So watch this. So there's a new thing going around, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, where you have Teflon. Right? A new vest. I don't know if it's Teflon material, but it's a new vest.
Okay.
And it could withstand knife.
What?
And bat, low key. But Pete.
They just shanking him up.
And those are some jail shanks. That's a murder shank. He's a jail shank. Hit him with a bat.
Yo, just yeah, bro. That
bitch got a cutlass.
What if that didn't work though? Like, what if that?
Look at that shit. Bong.
Bong. Yeah.
Machete. Hatchet him.
Bro, that's some confidence. Yo, that's in the product.
I can't get over the real pokey poke stabby stabs versus the big chops.
Yeah, he was look, poking him up, bro.
So I ran up on him like, what's up? Give him a good seven. A good seven of them. That's a murder. That's I want to kill you. This is the run up on you. This is like, oh yeah, target practice.
Yeah.
This one? Come on, son.
It's over.
Big chop.
Nah, he might have been in jail before with the way he was sinking him up.
He's definitely not. Or he has training. Nonetheless. Yeah. Niggas have training. You know what I mean? Niggas have training or they know some shit.
He was doing that too.
He did it. We ran up on. Yeah. And then breezed on.
It was like muscle memory for him. Like
it was. Oh, yeah. It was. Oh. It was like, yeah. That was like a rep. I was just one.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I gotta go two more. I was like, wait, what?
Bro, you're having a little much too much fun doing this. Like,
yeah. Well, this is just a demonstration, nigga. Relax.
They might be beefing around the office or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I knew this nigga was gonna do this demonstration. Stupid ass nigga. He gonna wanna show off.
Eat those. He was like, eat those.
With the big chop.
Yo, that's,
he had a machete. And it didn't go through his vest. That's crazy. Yo, that's super crazy that they have that kind of. What? It got to be Teflon. It got to be something.
Yeah, it got to be. Got to be. A machete is crazy.
Chop. The big chop. That's what that shit is.
Bro, somebody pull out a machete. That's like, man.
Mm.
I never forget my first time seeing a machete. I was like, this shit. Like, I don't even want to hold it.
I used to have that shit in my backyard every day. You got them West Indian parents, man. You know, that shit was... And we lived in the woods. That was, shit was like, you know what I mean? So it was like, that shit was definitely handy.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
It makes sense, but, you know. Nonetheless, my dad was definitely not... you know, he was definitely familiar with that shit. When he, you know what I mean? That shit was like, oh, okay, you used to have that too? Okay,
all right.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. I ain't gonna say nothing, but who knows, man?
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about that. Yeah. Really, that went along.
Yeah. He's a citizen now. He good. he's straight now.
Now
we can say whatever. Alright, so I got a couple things for you. Alright, so let's how we want to do this, do you want to get crazy, or what do we want to do?
Yeah, you know what? Forget it. Let's just get crazy. We're not playing it safe tonight.
Okay. All right. Let's start it off with some breakfast shit. You know what I mean? You know, it's nothing too crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to this little white girl I'm about to show you who cooks. You know, feel me? Like, shout out to Sam Skirk. Skirner. Skirt. Okay, she got peep the aesthetic. Look at the burgers.
Okay.
Cooks big, clean though. This plate is clean. Look at this one. This is a heart attack. With this behind it.
That's insane.
She be tweaking. All right. She's making that French toast though.
Brioche.
Yeah, that looks like a brioche. That's brioche. First of all, 10.
Yo, bro, I don't even got a few no more.
First of all, 10. 10. If you're using brioche, 10. 10
automatically.
10 automatically. Okay.
Oh.
This is a rendition of The Rock's breakfast. So he has the two brioche with peanut butter and I think it was bacon on top.
Oh, I missed it. Okay, hold on. That's a brick. It's like a brick, bro.
Cooking a brick on a griddle.
You ever cooked a brick in an air fryer? I think West Side Gun said that. Like, I think that was a West Side Gun line.
Yeah, that's bacon. No, it's the chips she made before. Okay, all right. I like this though.
Yeah, shout out to Sam, man.
Yeah.
You get it, like you said, there's a 10 for the brioche alone.
Yeah, 10. 10 for the brioche alone. You can't go wrong. You can never go wrong with the brioche. And
never.
And for that size, all you need is one French toast. Like, you can give people one of them.
Yeah. One is enough.
You know what I'm saying?
If you do two, you're going a little crazy. Like, two, but
you gotta charge like 22 or 25 or some shit like that. I'm like, all right, it's understandable.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's sure. gonna be some big ass French toast.
that's a brick, bro. That's some, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I just know it hits, though. I just know it got to hit. Got to.
It got to. It's automatic.
Man.
It's automatic.
I think that's the first time we did her, right? I haven't seen her page before.
Nah. Yeah, okay. you know, still digging in the crates. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the crates, but I still this is, you know, we doing this shit, man. This is the show, baby.
It's getting real.
It's hour. I'm definitely smacked. I don't know if y'all know.
Yeah,
I'm fucking smacked.
like every time, whenever we don't have a guest, you get smacked.
Like, because fuck it. Why the fuck not? I'm talking. You know, I'm talking more. I think, or you know, I don't know. I just, you know, shit. I be trying to politic sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's check this out though. Look at my eyes, bloodshot.
I see the aesthetic already.
Have we seen these?
With a smoky sour cream.
I don't think I've seen these. This is
nah.
Potatoes about a half inch thick. Should be about this size.
Oh, you're playing T-Pain. Can't do that. All right, but I see what you're doing though. You slice them up. You're gonna oil them up. Oh, we got the ranch seasoning. Mm. Oh, that's different.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's different. I like that.
Me too.
That's different too. For sure.
Mm.
Oh, not the micro cheese. Oh, bacon? This nigga, yo, I like him because he's meticulous. Look at this nigga. No wasted movements. Look at this.
Yeah.
Everything is precise. Everyone is pristine. They probably all cooked the same, all got the same crisp, all got the soft inside. Look at that with the thick sauce, dipping sauce. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know, like little baby ranch. That was a full buttermilk. A full buttermilk.
Heavy. Ranch.
Yeah, right. That
heavy.
That potato almost broke because of the dip. It got crazy out there.
Now all of those are literally cut the same. Like you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what I'm saying. Cut. Like he already got an 8 because of meticulousness. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So yeah, like already got, you know.
I'm gonna give him 8.5 for sure.
8.5? Yeah.
8.5. All
right. Yeah, I'm gonna give him nine. Because I just feel like this nigga was just flawless. He was so fucking flawless. Besides his voice. If I ever put the voice on, it's like he's the one that's always like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I know.
And trying to be like smooth, like, all right, bro, come on. You just do the thing. You don't have to do it like that. All right.
Nah.
But we're still going. We're still going with the Yala. You know what I mean? Shout out to Nori. I was in a drink champs earlier.
Oh man, it's an episode I gotta catch too. All
right, so peep this. This is a little, you know what I mean? This is a little something. Little shrimp, lobster roll.
Mm.
I should give me a chill. Look how good that shit looks. Okay, chilled it. Okay. Snapping that bitch off. I like it. Celery. Oh, girl. Everybody's starting to do that. I like that. Everybody's starting to like cook their garlic whole and mush it like that.
Yeah. I
think that might be the new wave.
Oh. Spicy. Come on.
Oof.
Oh.
Oof. 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 I can't even watch that shit again. I can't even watch that shit again. We gotta get the fuck up out of there.
Bro.
I gotta run away from that one.
Can't go here's wrong one. With a lobster roll.
Here's one that I'm fucking perplexed on, bro. You're gonna have to find this one. And I know you don't even eat this because you confessed you don't like this food either. But don't, you know, don't say it yet for the people, because some people, oh fuck, I lost it. Some people will some people will, all right, we'll come back to that because I just lost it. This one's interesting though, because I, you know, I've been still in the creative bag. I'm taking things out of the box, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And yeah, let's check my man out.
Okay.
Cheesy spaghetti stuffed bell pepper. I'm really, really too mad.
Okay. Come on, Devon.
With some fresh garlic and parsley. Now we're going to season. And then with some adobo, some garlic powder, some onion powder, some tomorrow. White pepper.
Sorry. Damn. I like it. I like it, but all right. Yeah, we like that. Oh, season that right. Oh, that's that. Can't, okay, you're on your shit. That camera angle, money.
Yeah.
Money. You add sugar to your spaghetti? Okay. Ooh. Some people do, some people don't. I like that.
Bell pepper. Oh, man. Ready for the oven? Yo, bro, where is he getting these juices from, bro? For
real? Yeah. You know, that shit got one sugar in it, bro. One sugar gram in that bitch. That shit is loaded. You know, them exotic drinks always be having the wild sugar, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I like about him? I feel like we cooking it. Like, he cooks like how I feel like I would make the dish.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, not too crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York dude. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it looks familiar.
right. Like,
ah, that's what I would have did. I would use those same spices. Ah, yeah. Word. Stay in my bag. You know what I mean? You gotta tell niggas sometimes.
Once I see onion powder and garlic powder, that's my bag.
I know you in my book. You gotta tell niggas to stay in your book sometimes, bro. Some niggas be in your book.
Get out of my book.
Yeah, get out of there, bro. There's nothing for you in there, bro. Get out of there. It's my bag. You know what I mean? Leave your bag alone. Your bag is your bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Why are you trying to steal my sauce? Like,
but look at this.
Double animal style with the chopped chilies.
Come on, bro.
Double animal style with the chopped chilies. You doing it like that? Ooh, that should give me a chill.
Yeah.
Okay, make it a little mac sauce, 1,000-ounce sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, say you doing the mustard on it. The Mac Minis. Ooh, okay.
This
nigga worked at Mr. Krabs' spot.
Double animal style.
That's definitely a Krabby Patty.
Yeah, that's a double Krabby Patty. But son really made this shit from scratch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't even have to do all that. Like, that's...
Nah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's fire. Oh. You know why? Because it's like, bro, like, in all hindsight, if that meat was thawed out already, that shit only took him, like, maybe 20 minutes.
That's true. That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Because he had the machine. He had them, that shit. He had fucking ground beef in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't like, much of a hassle.
You know what I mean? Eggs on deck. Yeah. You don't have to go nowhere. Like, you know?
That bread is beautiful.
That shit's fire. Like, I would like, that's kind of cool. I gotta get that machine, honestly. That's what the thing is. That's because.
That would look good.
Oh, so here's another dude making a sandwich from scratch. Yeah, I can respect this shit, bro. I probably wouldn't do it, but let's see how he does it. Let's see how he does it. Let's see how this guy does it, because, you know, I mean, everybody got their own way, and it's fire.
Okay. The bread is very important part of it too.
Of the sandwich, of course.
Yeah, because the bread is important.
The aesthetic, first of all. The bread on a sandwich tells me what you're trying to, what kind of sandwich it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of sandwich it is? That's what it is.
It says a lot.
You know what I mean? It does.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if it's a sourdough, you're like, okay, it's gonna be stacked. You know what I mean? It's gonna be stacked.
Yeah,
it's gonna be stacked. Yeah. It's gonna have a sauce or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A little. You know what I mean? And it's gonna be good with the bread, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the bread gonna soak the sauce up.
Yeah, exactly, bit. Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You go pretzel bun, you're like, oh, okay, ah, blah. You go sesame bun, you're like, oh, all right, cool. You know, mm-hmm. Big Macs, McDonald's, and shit like that. And then
you go brioche,
then you're going fine dining.
Top tier.
You know what I mean? You're going like, yeah, I'm gonna make you a burger, but yeah, it's gonna be on brioche. And it's gonna be Angus beef. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean, that's how I would talk. You know what I mean? If I was a restaurant owner, you know what I'm saying? And I would have some shit on there, like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna give you this burger. But it's gonna be like, you know what I mean? Not like one of these. It's gonna be like two of these for like 30 beans. But it's gonna be a big ass sandwich. That's gonna be a half. This shit right here is gonna be a half.
Yeah. Oh, that's worth it.
You know what I'm saying?
This
is gonna be a half. So
I'm liking the aesthetic already.
Yeah, the aesthetic is wild. Yeah. You see the surf and turf over here? Come on, man. I bet.
Coming right up. That's chicken thighs.
Oh, you're doing the music. All right. So you got the chicken thighs. You're cutting them up. Buttermilk, hot sauce, paprika, cayenne. Yeah, make that shit spicy. Okay. Let that shit marinate. Mad oil. We're gonna mix some dry herbs right here. Probably mix that with the flour, excuse me. Or mix it with the water, whip it. Okay. Put the chicken back in there. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, golden brown.
Oh, okay. I'm a little puzzled on how he cooked the chicken. It's gonna look good, but I gotta see the finished product. Okay. No, they cooked great. They cooked great. It just looked a little weird at first, and that's a humongous sandwich.
I'll pay for that. Oh, that's a humongous sandwich.
I gotta see this again. He used a whole pack of chicken thighs. This is why niggas have world hunger. This shit right here. Niggas is cooking excess for what? Nigga had a whole pack of chicken thighs that could last a family probably a week. Nigga cooked that shit in one for a sandwich.
Yeah.
For lunch. Yeah, nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
For lunch is crazy. A pack of thighs for lunch is like, yeah.
Look how big this sandwich is though. That's beautiful though.
Yeah.
This is love. Oh. I would have toasted the bread too. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
He might have got his 10 if he would have toasted it.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Come on. I mean, I guess the bun. I mean, I don't know, bro. I would have wanted that shit hot still.
Yeah. Oh.
And I feel like if you toast it, it kind of softens up, but still has a crunch to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, textures, come on, man. So I'm gonna give this guy a 7, man. Low key.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm gonna give this guy a 7.
If he would have toasted.
Yeah, when he would have toasted it would have been better. But I think his seasoning was on point. He was definitely that chicken looked like it was gonna taste good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Nonetheless, he made chicken thighs. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he had the hot sauce and there's a little spice to it. Oh man.
Yeah, he did his thing.
He got busy.
He did his thing. All right. Let's see what else we got. So we got some handy niggas right now. We got niggas that's making sandwiches and meals straight from the slab. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it ain't, you know. The last guy, he didn't make it straight from the slab, but he made it from a package. But nonetheless, these guys are gonna be straight from the, you know what I mean?
They know something,
right? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When niggas cook this shit, we already seen last week, we seen the short rib. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We seen that last week. So that shit looks meisty. I'll eat that shit right now. This looks crazy. Like some bites.
Mm. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Jack Links will cost, this will cost $40 for Jack Links. The little, you know how the little packages, the little jerkies and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
That will cost $40 for that pack. All right, so okay. let's peep this. Let's peep this. Okay, man, he's doing his thing. He's playing music though, so you know we can't do that. He's cutting the trim mm-hmm. the fat. So we got people got doing in real life, trim the fat. You know what I mean?
Oh man, that's a gem.
I know.
Yeah.
Metaphorically, but you know, hope you hear me. But salt and pepper in there. Simple, you know what I mean? Marinating it. Okay.
Let it marinate.
Okay. Oh, he gonna smoke that thing. Oh, he got the spray bottle. Okay, that's genius. Keep that thing moist while it's on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is he gonna do?
Oh,
wrap it.
Wrapping it up.
Oh, okay. What? Okay. So get a little. I think he cooked it for the outside at first, and then mm-hmm. he wrapped it. So, Lord. Jesus. Oh, my Lord, those slices.
Bro, that's love. That's love.
A sandwich of that.
Oh, my God.
Would be insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
With some pita lugas. Like a Chipotle mayo or some shit, lettuce.
Now you're talking.
You know what I mean? A little bit of pepper jack cheese, you know what I mean?
Oh my God. That'll be a beautiful sandwich. Oh my God.
That'd be love.
Man.
But all right, so let's see what this guy gonna do.
Okay.
Because my man said he's got tricks, so let's see what he's doing. Peep the aesthetic. Fire.
Okay. I'm liking it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Looks like a brother. Mm-hmm. Or he's Latino. Yes. See?
There you go.
See? And he's cooking in the same pan as the meats. So the right next to it. Oh my Lord. Hold on. We're gonna have to watch this again because what the fuck did he just put on top of him? That was the cheat? No.
That was sexual.
That was sexual he just did. That last part was sexual. He didn't have to do that.
Nah.
Look, all right. So he toasted that is the key right there.
Mm-hmm.
The eggs. Okay. So it's the mayonnaise, the little okay. Okay, but what is that? Oh, it's another. Oh, he put two pieces of meat on there. Two eggs. That's a hungry boy.
Mm. That's definitely a hungry boy. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man.
Yeah.
That's when you go to the deli, you tell, okay, I want a hungry man. That's what he wants. I want him on that, and then instead of tomatoes, put the hash browns on there with the eggs.
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need one of those.
Have you eaten?
Not dinner, no. But I'm kind of alright right now. I'm kind of alright. I ate a little bit. I grabbed a little snack before we hopped on. So
Okay.
And the munchies are not going too crazy right now on me. So I'm just looking at these shits like all this shit is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You haven't missed yet.
I mean, at this point, I'm peeping the aesthetic. You know, everybody wants to, you know, it's all about how people are all carnivores. You know what I mean? Everybody likes steak. Yeah. Everybody likes red meat. So it's all about how we fucking cook that thing. You know what I'm saying? Medium, well done, whatever you do. Spice it up. Black pepper. I see what you're doing. She's going smart. Mm-hmm. She's going smart. Laying it thin. And that's a thin-ass piece. Coating that thin-ass piece. Egg. Okay.
Beat it. Poaching it.
Okay.
Oh, lemon. Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing now? Yes. See? Smart. She made it like what do they call that? Like a Benedict. Benedict? Yeah.
Eggs Benedict. I gotta see that one more time. One more time.
Post the egg beautifully. Got two more eggs, whipped it up. What did she do with this again? Oh, that was the sauce.
And she toasted the bread. We keep talking about the toasting the bread.
For me, it's an essential, man. It adds so much complexity to a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could eat a bread like not for a sandwich could be good untoasted. I'm not saying that, but sometimes the toast, sometimes toasting the bread sometimes makes a totally different sandwich. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Even slightly. You don't got to be like burnt. You know what I mean? But it's not like the. Like I just took
give
out
it a
just
slight like, crisp.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
At least it's warm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, she did that.
Wow.
Yeah, she did that. She did that. Oh man.
All right, so let's
I'll give her an 8, my bad. I'll give her an 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did that.
I'm gonna give her a seven. I think like what she did, it was cute. I like it. Portioned right for a small person, but it was actually gourmet as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Coating that little ass steak. I never even, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit. And then you could tell she has good technique. You know what I mean? She could have made a bigger steak because her technique was on point. You know what I mean? She would have did the same shit. So, excuse me. I actually respect it more, actually, now I'm saying it, because, you know, some people can't make shit on, like, small scale. Like, most people were watching, like, all these videos. They're making shit, like, in these large things because it's, like, man versus food kind of thing to it. You know what I mean? So, it's like.
Yeah.
But she cooked this shit like a normal, you know, normal little thing. You know what I mean?
She was delicate with it. Yeah, I got to salute her.
Still giving her a 7, though. All right, but Pete. So hold on. My man drizzling this up. Made a little pizza. Cut the pizza. Made a chicken sandwich.
Go, man.
Mozzarella. Cut that in half. That's what I'm talking about. See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? The difference? It's a difference. She went in the oven. It's not. She didn't just. You had to put that in the oven to make that. But anyway. It's not just having like a piece of bread and like you just pull out the bag. It's it's fresh or it's a week old or whatever. It's different when you toast that bitch.
Yeah,
add a little warmth to it, and she put the you know what I mean? You made it. You thought it was a pizza. It's a pizza sandwich. It's a pizza sandwich. She made a flatbread and cut it open.
The romaine.
Oh my god! So many levels to this.
The mozzarella.
So many levels to this.
Oh
my! So many levels. So many levels. And you can't eat that by yourself. You can't eat that by yourself.
Nah. No way.
You could barely eat one half by yourself.
No way. You got to break that down with the gang.
You know what I mean? I'm like, no, we're going to have this together. Like, this is you're going to have one entree. Yeah, me and her going to have one entree. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Only one entree. Yep. Yeah, give me that one sandwich.
You might still have something to take in a doggy bag. Like
facts. You could break that half in another half.
Yup.
Yep. Show me where that fucking sandwich is. That pizza sandwich. I gotta go to Italy to find this motherfucking pizza sandwich.
Yeah, it might be hard.
I'm gonna be over here there looking like a dumb nigga. I'm like, yo, you is y'all the one to be making a pizza sandwich? No,
they're gonna look at you like, what?
I'm like, a pizza sandwich. You know what I mean? They're gonna be like, that's not how it works.
That's different. That was creative.
Right.
Yeah, that was creative.
All right. So we've been going on for a little bit. Let me see how I gotta start trimming the fat. Some of you guys I wanna get some of the fire shits in here. Cause there's so much that I have. It's like overstock, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to go through inventory. I'm like, what hasn't been seen?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But I still got a lot. Because it's like, but now it's gonna be like, oh damn, did we get to this? This is fire.
The bag is endless.
The bag is, you know, it's a well now. I'm gonna trim this shit to like 10 episodes, 10 videos.
Mm.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's definitely staying. Okay. Yep. all good. They're all good. That's the thing. Now they're all good. I'm not even like, all right, this could go. I could tell you that. This could definitely go. This could go. This is wild shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna fall for your gimmicks. Not gonna fall for your gimmicks. All right. We're trimming the fat here, people. For people who don't know, I found the thing I wanted to show Duran earlier.
Duran. Shout out to my guy Duran.
All right, yeah, this is normal. It's calm. I'm getting ready to calm shit, even though they're fire shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit, that shit look fire. That shit give me a chill. That shit look so good.
Man, you're killing me over here, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trimming the fat, people. I'm sorry. Niggas is hot. All right, so boom. We're good now. We got like a solid 10 now. And you know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why, because, you know, the bag is so endless. We'll be here forever.
Yeah.
But now, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so it's literally like 12, 13, though. But all right, well, anyway. let's see what's up, man.
Yeah.
Let's see what the fuck is up. Because now, these are the body blows. This all these about to come are all body blows. No more headshots. I'm trying to knock you out from a body blow.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to punch you in your stomach and you just drop. You know what I mean? Fuck all that. Knocking you out and breaking your jaw. You know what I mean? Stunning you. No. I'm trying to hit you in your ribs and you just drop. And it's over for you.
Put you down.
Yeah, you all right. Your head's good, but you done.
Your body, you know I mean? Your body can't do it.
Yeah, you literally tapped out, but you didn't do it. You know what I mean? So That's what type of time I'm on now. So that's why I had you know, I was like Goku in the water. You know what I mean? The mask on. When I get out, niggas is dead.
Oh man, here we go. Here we go.
Right. Peep the aesthetic. Oh, peep the fucking aesthetic. All right.
Man.
You see chicken. You see what is that? Chick-fil-A. Chicken tenders, mac and cheese, Cheetos, mac and corn, sweet corn. What the fuck is going on over here? This shit is a lot. What the fuck? This is Heart Attack City over here. Oh, massive cravings. Yeah. All right, that makes sense then. Chicken and waffle sandwich.
Oh.
How you feel about this?
Mm, Can't lie. I might look past on it.
Yeah?
Can't lie. I don't all know. Right,
so what do you give what do you give the rating then?
I'm gonna give it a six.
You give him a six? I'm giving it a fucking four. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Those fucking mac and cheese? That wasn't mac and cheese. That was more like fucking cheese Alfredo. What the fuck was that? That wasn't even, that was pasta.
You know what, man? I'm giving it a four too. Forget that. I was trying to be nice. Yeah, forget that.
A fucking pasta. That mac, you couldn't even call that mac and cheese. You know what I mean?
They're like noodles and milk. Like
yeah, exactly. Milk. That's not mac and cheese. That's not mac and cheese. That's not. It's not. If niggas terrible. Trying to sell you mac and cheese, is not a soup. You know what I mean? Like that shit would have been a soup. You know what I mean?
That's gonna be sloppy to eat. It's gonna fall apart by the time you pick it up.
Yeah, and the cheese is not. Then it has no real flavor like that.
Yeah, nah. That's
you know what I mean? That was you gotta terrible. Make the cheese completely separate. Then add, but not enough to like burn it, but like almost good. You mm-hmm. cut it and then you make it in the sandwich. You know what I mean? Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was disappointing, man. It happened. It was disappointing. Great.
It was disappointing. And not for nothing. Why are we trying to make a chicken and waffles sandwich? Why?
Right.
Just keep it a chicken and waffles. That's already the reach already. Why are we trying to make that a sandwich now? It's already together.
Trying to you know do what I mean? Too much.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you know, we a couple now, but
those two is great by itself already. Like, just
they're only great by themselves, and we already established that to them together is not a thing, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then it's like, okay, we already know chicken and waffles. Then you're like, chicken and waffles sandwich. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they already doing it. That's like having a surf and turf sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people pull it off, and it's been great, mm-hmm, but it's like. We already know surf and turf.
Yeah, you know? Right. Yeah.
So it's like surf and turf sandwich. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, I could get to that. But
yeah, nah.
Chicken and waffle sandwich? Come on.
Nah, that's terrible. That's like putting meatloaf and mash on a sandwich. Like meatloaf and mash. Like,
right.
Like, that'll be terrible.
Yeah, come on. Like, what are we doing? That pasta wasn't even cooked. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? What are we really doing? So I had to make it up. Because I did wrong by you with that video. Yeah. And I was fucking upset.
Because the aesthetics had me kind of like, okay, they about to get busy.
So I had to make myself up with this video. Okay. Obviously, I can't show you because he's playing music. I mean, can't tell you, but he's playing music. But it's Deron the Chef. Shout out to Deron the Chef. Yeah, I mean, you see the wings. Garlic powder. Mm-hmm.
Man, that like spicy.
Onion powder. Man. Sweet paprika.
Come on.
Mustard, yellow mustard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, put that in the bag. That's the hood way to do it. Put it in the bag.
You got to. That's how your mom did it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Put it in the bag, baby.
Yellow mustard is the that's the hidden gem, man, with fried chicken, man. Oh, yeah, Deron. That's how you do it. look at the shine on the chicken, bro.
Look at the shine on the chicken. The chicken got a sheen.
Yeah. Oh man, okay. We needed that after that last video.
The putting in the bag is essential, and some people, I mean, obviously we know like a lot of people think, oh, why put it in the bag? Obviously, because it gets covered so like effortlessly. Like everything gets covered and there's no clumps and it's all evenly there. So when you have it's no like pieces that's just you know, just dry fucking flour, you know what I mean? Like it's all shaken off. It's all beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's evenly coated. It's
right. Like, yeah, exactly. It's that's basically what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Man. Nonetheless.
I knew it would be Deron to save the day, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why I did it. All right. So we got another one. We're going back to the homies at Grill Nation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shout out to Grill Nation. They're going with ribeye volcanoes. Seasoning the ribeye. Looking lovely. Love a good ribeye. Salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. Nothing really too crazy. He's going to roast these vegetables. I know you're going to roast them. Oh, straight on the coal. I seen that. I seen how niggas did that. That's fire. Mm. I like that. That shit is beautiful. It's gonna make
making that softer.
Okay. A lot of oil.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yep. Oh, I love the technique too.
Yeah.
Oh, on the flame. You want that flame broiled. Oof. Look at that thing. Oh, you going crazy, bro. You done gone full crazy, boy. Ooh, melted the cheese on there. The guacky. That's a little medium, too medium for me, but.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But I fuck with it. I fuck with it. I fuck with it.
Yeah, presentation was A1.
Presentation was A1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, gotta have it.
Yeah.
I give him a 9. Give him a 9.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him an 8.7.
8.7?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give him a 9 because, like, no wasted efforts. You know what I mean? No wasted efforts. Like, and seasonings was simple, but
yeah,
very effective. Very effective.
Yeah.
Very effective.
The vegetables straight on the coal, man.
Yeah. Very effective. Even if he put it on the grill and then grilled it that way, either way, he grilled it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Or we've seen throughout the weeks that is a difference. You know what I mean? Because if you just take your vegetables, wash them, you know, cut them up and just put them in there and like make the salsa that way, I'm sure it could be fresh and it'd be good, but charring them, like Marissa said, blistering them. I've never heard of that. Yeah, but you know, blistering them, fucking smoking them, or I mean you probably wouldn't smoke them too long, but
yeah,
you know, either way, like doing something to them and then putting them in the blender to make the salsa, like it's a totally different salsa, I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. And that's where the respect level comes from. Like, it's like, man, you didn't even have to do all that. Like,
right.
Yeah, you didn't
even have to. That's what I'm saying. Some people would just took it in there. First of all, it's knowing how to make it. Some people just wouldn't do that to make the salsa fresh. You know what I mean? They'll just buy it. So that's one step. Okay. You've made it to make your own salsa. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've made it to, you're not just putting them, washing them and putting them in the blender, you're gonna do something to them before that.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking like a true vet, like a true chef in there.
That's a real chef.
You know what I mean?
That's respect.
That's when you say
they know something.
He knows something. He knows something. He or she or they know something.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody's covered.
Right. You're right. They know something. They know something. Man.
Right. All right. So boom. Let's get to this. I may trim the fat a little bit more just because, you know.
Damn, I haven't noticed it's been an hour already.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I remember this aesthetic.
Okay. You remember these? I know you remember these. We didn't see these, but I seen these and I'm like, oh, these look good.
Yeah.
Like garlic parm wet to me looks like. All right, well, let's see these. Take a little thing out of the oven, a little pocket. They make a bacon a calzone with the kebab. Ooh. Oh, talk nice. That's a gyro. It's a gyro calzone.
Bro, I've never seen, bro.
Oh, with the onions on top, with the you're wildin'. Oh my god, he's wildin'.
I feel like we should be able to find this in New York somewhere. This is